Hey, bestie, and welcome to the Living in Sunshine podcast. I'm your host, Maddie Fry, and around here, we are all about encouraging, inspiring, and giving you the tough love that you need to hear to get out there and live as your best self. Each and every Wednesday, you can expect to learn tangible tips to help you find your bigger purpose, be given simple action steps that you can take in order to make progress toward your biggest dreams, and hear how you can purposely pursue joy on the daily. So sit down, grab your favorite drink, and let's have a girl chat. This is the Living in Sunshine podcast. Good morning. Good morning, my friend, and welcome back to the Living in Sunshine podcast. My name is Maddie Fry. In case you are new here, I am the voice, hype girl, human, overly caffeinated, overstimulated, sometimes overwhelmed voice behind this podcast. In this space, we are all about helping you learn intentional things that you can do to purposely pursue joy every freaking day of the week of your life. That way, when you wake up in the morning, you are not only excited and ready to go, but you are also so obsessed with the life that you're living that you cannot shut up about it when somebody says, "How's everything going right now?" You just like riff for 5 minutes about how amazing your life is. That is the purpose of this show. So for today's brand new episode, we are going to be giving you some hype. Hype girl chats are some of my favorites to do because these are small little nuggets, gold nuggets for your midweek for you to take and like get after it as soon as you're done listening. And today I am giving you something that's been on my heart and on my head for like the last week. And hopefully a word of hope and an encouragement for you to keep moving forward and to actually go after the thing that you've been wanting to go after. So for a little bit of context, there have been some pretty major shifts within my own personal life behind the scenes. And whether you believe it or not, I actually don't post my entire life online. I know at one point in time, I was like always on stories all the time telling you all the things. That is not the case anymore. And so there are lots of things happening behind the scenes in my life right now. And something that has been kind of coming back to my brain over and over and over. Some people might call it God. Some people might call it the universe. Some people might call it, you know, Yoda, whatever, the force. Is this idea that sometimes life packages up really amazing potentials in really tough and hard to manage situations. Right? Sometimes life gives us new opportunities that are disguised as a setback. And what we need to do is to really dig into what the situation, what the quote unquote setback, what the lesson is that life is giving us. What is it teaching us? What is it telling us? What is it proposing to us? What opportunity can we look through the weeds of the overwhelm or the shock or the just surprise of this thing happening, whatever it might be. When we look through the weeds, when we take a second to slow down and really process, what can we see on the other side, right? Because more often than not, some of our greatest setbacks create our biggest celebrations and our biggest wins and our biggest successes. And I want you to hear that right now is the best time to go for it. Whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you've been dreaming of, whatever it is you've been working towards, go for it full throttle and don't take your foot off the gas. Right now, today is the best time for you to say, "I'm fucking in this. And I'm going for this. And I will make this happen. I don't know how. I don't know how soon. I don't know what I need to learn or what I need to gain or what I need to accomplish. But I will make this happen. And I will see this setback that I'm experiencing, this tough season, this hardship in my life as a way to learn something new and to finally go after the thing that I've been wanting to go after," right? Because again, we sometimes have setbacks, but if we flip the script and we see those as a new opportunity to grow or connect or build new relationships or try something new, you can grow and learn and do so much cool stuff just by flipping the script. And I want to tell you, I want to remind you to always be a learner. Never stop learning. People ask me all the time, how are you always doing something new? You're always doing all of these different things. The answer to that is I never stop learning. And I never stop going after things in the mindset of a learner. In the mindset of, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm just going to try and figure it out as best as I can along the way. And don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean that things always go the way that I think they're going to go. I have started and stopped and quit and sold and done all the things with multiple businesses, jobs, relationships, communities, all these things. There has been highs and lows to being a learner. But the thing that I love the most about that process is I've done some really cool stuff in my life that other people will never do because they're unwilling to change their point of view. They're unwilling to be a learner. And so as life gives you setbacks, as you face some tough seasons, because we all always do, I want you to remind yourself to take a step back and be curious and look through the weeds and say, what opportunity am I being proposed to right now? Like what's being posed to me right now in this moment? I just lost my job. My husband just told me he's cheating on me. My kid just got diagnosed with something. I was told by my doctor that I'm gonna have to lose 50 pounds if I wanna have a baby. I just lost my job, whatever it might be, right? My client just fired me, whatever it might be. I just lost my house. What is life proposing to you in this moment? What can you learn? Where can you grow? What new opportunity can you say yes to in this moment? And when you figure that out, I want you to know that the best time to go after it is right now. Whatever the opportunity that you have focused in on, you have been presented with, go for it. Don't wait. There is no better time than right now to go for it. Go for it scared. Go for it overwhelmed. Go for it without having all the answers, because along the way you will learn and you will grow to be the person that can do it and that will do it. And when you get to the other side, you're going to turn around and you're going to look at yourself and you're going to say, I'm so proud that she showed up for herself. And I'm so proud she showed up for me, because now I'm in this space that I'm in right now because she did it scared and she did it overwhelmed and she did it without having all the answers. But damn, what a journey it was on. And damn, what a journey I just went on, right? That's what I want for you. That's how you design and live a life that you're so obsessed with, by going for it, by always being a learner, and by not always seeing your setbacks, but as setups for success, for new connection, for growth, for new discoveries. That's what I want for you. And that's my hope for this episode today, that you take this and you go after whatever it is that you want to go after and know that I am always in your corner as you do so, right? Send me a message on Instagram. Let's chat about it. And like, let's actually freaking go for it and just go on this journey of figuring life out as we go together. Okay. Whatever it is that you are going after, my friend, I hope that you go after it with so much tenacity and motivation and focus and fearlessness. Maybe a little bit of fear. A little bit of fear is a good thing. Whatever it is, send me a DM over on Instagram and let's chat about it. That is everything I have for you today. Like I said, short, sweet, to the point. Hype Girl chats are meant to be listened to like as you are going to the bathroom, as you are getting dressed for the day. So that way you head out for the rest of your day, motivated, inspired, encouraged to go do the thing. I hope you loved today's message. If it wasn't what you needed, send it to someone who does need it. Share about it on social medias and tag me. And until next week, my loves, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day. Girlfriend, thank you so much for listening to today's new episode. If you loved it, please send it to a friend, share it on Instagram, and tag me so I can see, and consider leaving the show a rating or a review. Ratings and reviews are kind of like sharing or liking a post on Instagram, and they really help the show grow and reach new women just like you. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode. And until next week, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day.